A Bible, please, to the book of Exodus, chapter 2. We're going to read from verse 23 and 24, and then there are two other verses in this book of Exodus, chapter 3 and also chapter 6, that I want to read, and if you will, follow us carefully. Exodus chapter 2, verse 23 through verse 24. Tonight, I want to simply talk to you out of my heart, realizing that all of us go through some very troublesome times in our lives. We all have those moments when the pain is so deep on the inside that literally we don't know how to express it. We don't know what to say. Have you ever gotten to the place where your heart was just so hurt and you were so burdened, you didn't even know how to pray? You didn't know what to say. You just found yourself sighing. You found yourself groaning. And yet again, I want to share with you this wonderful, simple, but blessed truth to encourage you, my people. And that is, He hears my cry. A simple truth. He hears my cry. I'm glad we serve a God who is not like a dumb idol, who has no ears that He cannot hear, nor eyes that He does not see, nor lips wherein He does not speak. That's the dumb idols the Bible talks about. But our God is a living God, and He is aware of every move, every heartache, every pain, everything you'll ever experience in all of your life. I'm glad He is our Heavenly Father. Well, reading from Exodus chapter 2, this truth is brought to our attention, and at verse 23, it reads like this. And it came to pass, in process of time, that the king of Egypt died. And the children of Israel sighed by reason of the bondage. And they cried. And notice, and their cry came up unto God by reason of the bondage. And God heard their groaning. And God remembered His covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. Turn to chapter 3 now and read with me one verse, verse number 7, and the verse reads like this. Chapter 3, verse 7, and the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. And then, if you will, one of the verse, chapter 6, and verse number 5. And again, we're reminded in Holy Scripture, these words, verse 5 of chapter 6. And it reads like this. And the Lord says, and I have also heard the groaning of the children of Israel, whom the Egyptians keep in bondage. And I have remembered my covenant. Now, you must remember that Israel at this particular time is a slave nation. They are beaten, they are bruised, they are in captivity, they are driven from daylight till dark and past. Their hearts are sore pressed, the burden is heavy, their sorrow is great. But yet again, tucked away in these precious verses I've read, is that most encouraging expression where God says, I have heard their cry. Now, do you reckon that He still hears the cries of His people today? I expect He does. And I believe God hears your cry. I believe He hears every heartbeat, everything that disturbs your heart, God hears. Let's pray together. Father, may this simple truth tonight encourage our people. May we recognize the greatness of our God, and that, Lord, You do care for us, and that, Lord, everything that moves the heart of Your children moves Thy heart. We're glad that You are a Savior, a Father, who is touched with the feelings of our infirmity. I do ask You now, Lord Jesus, that You'll impress this upon our hearts, that we may be encouraged to walk more faithfully and joyfully as we walk through this vale of tears and down this road of sorrow and heartache. May we know that You hear us, and we'll thank You in Jesus' name. Amen. When I read these verses, I could not help but ask myself the question. I couldn't help but just wonder, what am I that God should hear me? I'm nothing but a bunch of cells held together with water. I'm nothing but some kind of a chemical makeup that thrives and lives. And yet to think that God would hear not only my cry, but I've got news for you. He hears your whisper. He hears the sigh. He hears the groaning. He hears the very heartbeat of every child of God. You know, I'm glad I can tell you that God hears. And I think that in itself is comforting, is it not? Do you not sometimes, and I've heard people saying, oh, is anybody listening? Is anybody hearing me? And I think that cry comes out in a lot of different ways. Does anybody hear me? I'm glad I can tell you somebody does. God hears even the groanings of a heart that can't be expressed in word, the pain that you feel inside that you couldn't write down in any kind of man's vocabulary. I'm glad that our wise and loving and compassionate Heavenly Father indeed hears us. I want to challenge you to do something this week that I've done, and my, what a time and what a blessing it's been in my life. I want you to get a little 5x1 of those cards, 5x8 or 5x10 or 3x5 card. You might even need a sheet of paper, I don't know. But I want to challenge you to do something. I found it such a blessing. I like to get alone with the Lord, and for 60 seconds, I like to take 60 seconds to write down on a little card all of the things that I have that I can remember in 60 seconds to praise the Lord for. I tell you what a time it is. And I did that this afternoon again, and I found myself writing down, oh, I praise you, dear Lord, for salvation. I praise you for forgiveness. Oh, I thank you for my family and my dear wife and children and grandchildren and son-in-law and daughter-in-law, and I thank you for my dad. Oh, listen, just jotting those things down, I went on within the 60 seconds, and I was thanking him for this church and for all the love that God's given us here. I thank him for the material blessings that he's given me in my own life, more than I ever deserve. I thank him and praise him for the house I live in, for the old truck I drive. I got to thanking him for that. I thanked him for calling me to preach. Oh, I rejoice in that call God has given. And then I began to thank him for my friends, just to praise the Lord for the friends we have here, the preacher friends all over this country, and then the missionary friends. I thank God for them. And then I couldn't help in that 60 seconds, about after 58 seconds, I thought, oh, Lord, I praise you for the Bible. I praise you for the Word of God. Now, I don't know about you, but I had a spell. I just jumped up and down and clapped my hands and hollered glory, and I don't care who liked it or didn't like it, I had myself a time. And I think you ought to find a place. Just jot them down and write down within 60 seconds. I challenge you to do it. The things that can come to mind within 60 seconds time to thank God for. Old Dr. Bob Jones Sr. used to say it like this. When the flower of gratitude has died in the garden of a man's heart, he's well nigh hopeless. I believe that. And yet again, oh, what it does to us to praise God and to rejoice. And then I find myself going from that little place over to another place and take out another card, and I just write down the things that I adore him for, the things that I worship him for. I challenge you to do it. And I jotted down, oh, I said, I adore you, dear Lord, for your power. I adore you for who you are. I worship you because of your presence right here with me. I worship you and I adore you for your holiness. I worship and adore you for your wisdom, for your love, oh, for your mercy, for your grace, for your truth. And yes, Lord, I worship you because you care so much about me and for me. Listen, just a quiet time of worship. I didn't clap my hands and yell and stomp and jump up and down like I did at the first session. But oh, I just adored him and just sat back and looked at him in my heart's eye. And I said, I adore you, dear God. Oh, what a wonderful God you are. What a wonderful Savior you are to me. And then I went from that and I got me another card. And I wrote down everything I could think of in 60 seconds of the sins of my life. And I confessed them to God. I tried to think of something in 60 seconds. I couldn't think of anything, so I confessed my wife's sin. That took me 2 hours and a half. No, I didn't. But oh, listen, just to write it down. And I jotted down some things. And I said, oh, God. And I cried and slobbered and prayed and wept. And I said, oh, God, forgive me for being so proud and so arrogant. And forgive me for being so self-sufficient. And Lord, forgive me for being so lazy as one of your servants and one of your children. And Lord, forgive me for my reluctance to tell others about Jesus on so many occasions. Lord, I said, forgive me, oh God, for being so prayerless in my life. Forgive me, Lord, for the wrong thoughts and the wrong attitudes I've had and my criticism of other people. God, forgive me. And I asked Him to forgive me for words that I'd said. And I asked Him to forgive me of the failures in personal efforts of soul winning. I ask Him to forgive me for my lack of compassion and being able to suffer with those who have suffered. Oh, listen, I got down under the bed almost as I saw myself and asked God to forgive me. Oh, listen, I realized this, and I was joking a minute ago, but there's a lot of Christians that hadn't grown enough to even have any sins as far as they know to confess. They're good enough. They don't have anything to tell God. They're all right. Oh, listen, if you want to get cut down to size, take you one of those little 3x5 cards. And I dare you to write down the sins you can have come to mind within 60 seconds. And then after you've done it, confess it to God and ask Him to forgive you. And then I went from there and I got another card. And I said, I want to write down what I'm pleading for, what I need in my life so much in 60 seconds. And I jotted down and I said, oh God, I've got to have power. I've got to have your power. I can't preach the word and I need your strength, God. I'm not as young as I used to be. And the demand seemed to get more and more. Oh God, I said, cheer me, I pray, and give me your power. And Lord, I need your wisdom how to lead the church you placed me in. Oh God, hear my cry and give me that wisdom. And Lord, there are needs that we have, and there are souls about us that need to be saved. Oh God, I plead for souls and I intercede for those who are lost. I pray for the sick and the hurting. And oh God, I said, hear me. There are those who are hurting, those who are discouraged, those who are, yes, disobedient, those who are backslidden, those who've grown cold of heart. And I pled with the Lord there for 10 or 15 minutes. I want to challenge you. Try it. And I'll guarantee you, you're going to find one thing for sure. And that is, God says, I hear you cry. I hear you. Oh, listen, He hears me when I cry, when I present my petitions to Him. And I want to tell you something. He hears me when I praise Him. Oh, isn't that wonderful? Oh, you may clap your hands over there in the silent, private place of your life. You may just holler out, glory to God, hallelujah. I do that myself. And if you ever come around the barn and hear that, don't send for the paddy wagon. I'm just happy, and there's nothing wrong with that. And I think a lot of us ought to get in that habit, don't you? Praising God, and He hears me when I praise Him and when I give Him thanks. And His ear is attentive, and I praise Him from my heart. He hears me when I praise Him, and then He hears me in my feeble way when I adore Him, when I worship Him. Oh, He listens. He listens. You remember when the little children used to come around and they'd say to you, Daddy or Mother, I love you. I love you, Daddy. I love you, Mommy. Oh, a little stumbling word, but boy, listen, didn't you listen to that? You heard that? And I believe that's sweetest thing God will ever hear from His children. And we may come and just stumble through it. And we don't know how to say it, and we can't get it out. And the Lord said, hey, I hear you. I hear you. I know you love me, and I love you. And listen, He hears me when I adore Him. And He hears me when I confess my sin. Not a thing God doesn't know about my life, nor your life. And He listens to me when I tell Him, oh God, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to do that. And God, if you'll help me, I'm not going to do that again. And I'll not act like that again. And I'll not think like like that again. I'm glad he does. I remember when he used to have to spank the children, and I guess I spanked Melody more than the boys. She is the first one. No, Greg said, no, not that. Listen, sometimes I'd rather have to lay the lash on. But oh, when they'd turn around and little tears coming down their face, and they'd say, Daddy, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Hey, listen to me. Do you know there's only one little thing between you and the forgiveness of all your sin? And that is when you come before God and say, oh, God, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. I didn't want to be like that. Oh, God, forgive me. And listen, just like a parent takes that child up in his arms and says, oh, listen, everything's all right now, and I forgive you. Oh, listen, that's the way God is. And he said, I hear you. I hear you when you confess your sin. Poor old David, weeping, broken in his heart, when Nathan confronted him with his sin. And old David said, I've sinned. And Nathan said to him, and the Lord has taken away your sin. He's forgiven you. He hears you. He hears you. And then not only does he hear you when you confess your sin, but he hears you when you plead with him for power and for that thing you need. If you ever just needed something so bad in your life, and you just said, oh, God, I need that. I've got to have it, Lord. I can't get by without it. Oh, God, I need you. I need you. Time and again, as I preach so many places, like this last week, twice every day, and usually count my sons through three times every Sunday, and sometimes I just get so weak, and my old legs get, you know, just like I need a new pair. And I'll say, oh, God, I need your strength. I need your power, God. Oh, hear me. I'm glad he hears me. I'm glad he hears me. And he answers, and he gives power in the witness of the Word of God. And then I'll tell you something else. Sometimes words are impossible, and all we can do is weep. Have you been so burdened and torn up in your heart? All you can do is just big old tears. Hey, listen, God sees you, and God hears you when you weep. He understands, and he knows what the tears come, why the tears are there. I think of old Hagar. You remember the maiden of Sarah, and Sarah and Abraham kind of relapsed in their faith. And though God had promised a child to them, Sarah got ahead of God and said, Abraham, go into Hagar and lay with her. And she conceived a child, and when she did, oh, Sarah was so upset, and she drove that poor Hagar away from her, and she went way off over there and sat down by a well, and she was weeping her heart out, didn't know what to do, didn't know how to pray, didn't know how to call on God. And the Lord said finally, Hagar, what are you doing here? I hear you. I see your tears. And listen, they named the well Beer Laharoi, which simply means the living God who sees you. And she said, God sees me and God hears me. Do you know she named her son, and the Lord told him what to name him? Named him Ishmael. Ishmael. You know what that means? God hears. God hears. And here even this woman, an adulteress, and had an illegitimate child, and now she's run away from home and from protection and care. And yet God looked down and saw Hagar and said, I hear you, Hagar. I hear you. I know all the brokenness of your heart. God said, I'll hear you. Oh, listen, not only that, he hears us when we weep, but he hears us when we ask. When we ask, we may not know how to ask for what we need. Do you ever get to the place when you're praying and you know you have need, but you don't even know how to ask for it? You don't know how to pray. The Lord knew you'd get like that, knew I would. And he said, the Spirit himself all makes intercessions for us. For he said, we know not how to pray as we ought, but the Spirit makes intercession for us, even with groanings that cannot be uttered. And yes, God hears us. He hears us when we ask, when we plead, and even when we don't even know how to ask or the right way to ask. We just say, Lord, you know what I need. Did you ever, when you're growing up, Yeah, listen, you'd go to your mama and you'd just be a crying, and you didn't ever have to tell her what you needed. And she'd say, "Oh, I know what you need. I know what you need." And she'd pull out maybe an apple pie or pull out something, a biscuit and gravy or chitlins or something like that. And she knew what you needed. She knew what you needed. And so God knows what you need. Aren't you glad we have a Heavenly Father like that? And then He hears me when I sigh. When I sigh. Have you ever just been so weary inside and the burden's been so heavy and all you can do is just say, it's a sigh. Would you believe God hears you sigh? You can't put it in words. You don't know how to say it. But God said, I heard the sighing of the people. And He said none of that, but He said, I heard their groans. That's what He said of Israel. You ever just been so down and you've hurt so inside, whether it's emotional, whether it's physical or what, and you haven't had no words. All you do is just groan in your heart. Oh, God. I'll never forget, Brother Connie, when I got saved, dear old Dr. Percy Ray, I was leading singing for him, and we were staying in a guest home. And in the second floor, and I remember Dr. Ray got so burdened that afternoon, and I never understood what it was all about till after he got saved. But he began to pray one afternoon. Soon he ran out of words, and listen to me, for 2 solid hours, that dear man laid in the floor, and all you could hear was, oh, 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 oh. God heard his groanings. And I believe, and listen, after I got saved, I found out his burden for me. I'm glad God heard that groaning, aren't you? Oh, listen, and sometimes you're hurting. You know, you can't do anything but sigh. You can't do anything but groan. But God said, I heard their cry. I heard their groanings. God hears that. I remember before Mama died and in the hospital, fevered as she was and so weak. 2 weeks, hardly saying a thing, and I'd hear her groan. I'd hear sometimes just sigh. And yet, you know, I've not been the only one in the room, but God heard the sigh. He knows the heartache. He knows the pain. He knows the frustration. He knows all the confusion. God hears you. Oh, folks, to have a God like that ought to make us want to jump the bench and swing by the chandelier and say, oh, God, I love you, and you mean so much to me, and you care for me, and you hear me. Lord, you hear me when I'm complaining, and you hear me when I cry. You hear me when I sigh and I groan. Oh, you hear me. You hear me. I'll tell you something else. God hears the cry of every sinner, man, boy, girl who's ever called upon Him. His ear is attentive. He's listening. And when the sinner cries, oh, God, I'm just an old sinner, and I don't know how to tell you, but I do know I need to get saved, and I don't know what else to ask you, but just come into my heart. God said, I hear that. I hear that. Are you burdened? Maybe some member of the family has broken your heart. God knows all about that. Maybe some partner in marriage broken your heart. Maybe disappointments in life, and you've done nothing, don't know how to pray anymore, and all you can just do is come before God and say, oh, God, I don't know what to say. I don't know how to ask you. God, you know my heart. You know what I need, and I know you hear me. I'm glad we have a God who hears and who knows and who sees. Hallelujah, for such a wonderful, wonderful Heavenly Father. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, the message is so simple, but oh, how we've needed to hear it one more time that you hear us. And Lord, I'm so glad you do. You tell us in the Word of God that your ear is attentive unto the prayer of the righteous. You tell us in the Psalms, All my groaning is not hid from thee. Remember the psalmist said, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. And think of what Paul said about us, that in this tabernacle we do groan. And Lord, you said even the whole creation groans, the groanings of nature itself. desiring for the release of the children of God and the bondage that is upon this very world. I'm glad you're here. Father, we love you. And oh, I thank you that I can tell my people with all the hurt, the anxious moments, the fearful moments, Lord, you hear their cry. Now may we just go from here knowing that you've heard us. Surely you hear us if you hear the vile cursings of wicked men, the blasphemies of unregenerate souls. You hear us as your children when we call upon you. Thank you for that in Jesus' name. I want you to stand with us, get your songbook, and let's turn to number 373. Carl, if you will, number 373. Aren't you glad? Listen, if for no other thing, you ought to go home tonight, get out on your knees, you and your husband, you and your wife, you and your children, and just say, Lord, I'm glad you're looking down on our little family. I'm glad you're looking down here. Not only you see us, but you hear us. You know all about us. You know, the Lord even sees and hears us when we stumble and we're trying to do our best. And we make a mess sometimes of things. God looks upon us and he hears us. And he's so gracious to come to our need. All right, let's sing number 373. And I want you to go through the week realizing and remembering that he cares. Will you? Number 373. Lead us, Carl, as we sing.